Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now,
the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Whole crew's back from Thanksgiving. How was everyone's Thanksgiving? Can you believe, like, we took a couple of days off for Thanksgiving? That feels like forever ago.
I know.
I was watching football and eating turkey. Like,
yeah,
what the?
I'm really confused because it felt to me like we went on our Christmas break.
It did feel like we're taking some time off for the holidays. Yes.
Yeah, very confused, but I'm very happy to be back. I'm definitely the most excited in the room right now.
Yeah, Hannah greeted everyone with like a yay and hugs. Like, we didn't see each other. It was like 4 days, but I respect that.
Guys,
that is very
I'm
Hannah.
I'm so bored. I'm so excited to be back at work.
I felt like you were bored.
I was so bored. I've been sick.
Hannah texted me a couple of times just like, how's your day going? Like, like, I'm having a good day. What are you doing? Nothing.
Yeah. Yep.
So I had a feeling you were bored.
I was bored.
You had a good Thanksgiving, though?
I had a great Thanksgiving with my family. I got to see Bear on Thanksgiving. That was really good. I got to see my sisters and their kids. It was
really
good.
Bear is. Bear is Hannah's dog.
Yes.
That she shares with her ex.
Mm-hmm.
But she hasn't seen him in like a while because you guys are taking space from each other. So this is the first time you got to see your dog in like forever.
Yeah, it was great.
Mm. Yeah.
Kevin, I love the holiday schedule.
Mine was great. All the sports teams I wanted to win won. Notre Dame's close to playoff berth. The Chiefs, the Bills, they clinched. Ohio State lost. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling about that, Alex? You wrote your thank you letter to Indiana.
Right, yeah.
And then they lost like 3 days later.
Yeah, but then the Hoosiers won 66-0 over the weekend. They beat the rival Purdue. We hate Purdue.
Nasty.
You know, we're in the college playoff.
Right.
I don't know how I could be upset today coming back for break.
AB,
other
I'm
than
sure
it's early, but you know, I'm glad to see you guys.
AB, I'm sure you were the most excited for that when they won 66-0. You
didn't know that happened.
You were pumped.
How was your break? Because you like got injured.
Mine was awful. Yeah. I couldn't move until yesterday.
What happened?
She got old.
Like, basically pulled a muscle in my back on Thanksgiving morning. No idea how. I seriously like couldn't move.
Was it getting out of bed? Or
no,
like,
it was 10 minutes after my family had arrived for breakfast.
Oh, no.
So everyone, like, arrives. Did you go to like pick up the casserole and like all the things?
I was literally just walking in my kitchen.
Oh, so was it?
And all of a sudden I was like, wait, I can't move. It was like really
bobbing?
Weird. Yeah.
Ugh. Those are the worst. Lower back pain, literally make you,
worst.
Like, nauseous, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is the worst.
Yeah, that is.
I saw that you had posted on your Insta story that you were still in the process of moving because your video had gone viral. Everyone's seen it in the entire world. 9 million people have watched this video of you announcing that you're moving. And you had your friends, like, building your furniture.
Yeah. I mean, convenient timing for me to do absolutely nothing for my new apartment. I just have to lay there and watch other people
That's
do it.
Good. That
That's
was,
great.
If you're going to pull your back
Sounds
out,
nice.
Make that move. I can't do it. I love how it inconveniently happened while she was walking to the kitchen. Like, this is a good move.
What?
That's what my back went up to. I did nothing. I swear. We did like everything. We like had the opposite of Hannah and AB. We were like the opposite of bored. Thanksgiving was awesome. But then on Friday, we went on the Polar Express.
Oh!
That was cool. On Saturday, we put up the Christmas tree. So we were like kind of busy like immediately after Thanksgiving in like full holiday mode.
Big traditions.
Yeah. Big, big, big holiday mode. Let's get the show started.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Just how much money is going to Taylor Swift's last concert at the Eras Tour worth? Do you guys remember here on Y98, we actually gave away tickets to the last stop, the Vancouver show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is how much money we could have given someone $26,000.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay, think about this. We could have basically handed someone $26,000.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's a big concert. I know it's Taylor Swift. I know it's a huge deal.
But are
tickets that expensive?
But someone actually raised that much money and then gave it to charity. This is such a cool story. So there's this 19-year-old and her mom who had two extra tickets to the Taylor Swift's last stop on the Eras Tour in Vancouver. So what do they decide to do instead of sell them? They decided, hey, we will give whatever money we raise with these tickets, we'll raffle them off and give the money to charity. They raised $26,000.
Wow, that is awesome.
And then they wrote a check and gave it to Lake Trail Community Education Society.
Wow.
People love their Taylor Swift.
No doubt.
A dad and his 10-year-old daughter spent $26,000. Dad will do anything to please his daughter. $26,000 to get those tickets. Those people will be sitting next to the family who raffled off the last two tickets, and the $26,000 check will go to charity.
That's cool.
Isn't that crazy? That's cool. Yeah. I wonder if Taylor will hear about this and like match it, because that's how she is.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Or bring them backstage or something. Yeah.
Yeah. But they were able to raise $26,000 for those Taylor Swift tickets. Crazy. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Magus Show. Did you do any shopping this past weekend, Black Friday or Cyber Monday? And did you score any deals?
I did a ton of shopping on Black Friday, and I... Sorry.
Okay?
I got
to...
No.
She choked up over it.
Yeah, no. I'm just choking up about these deals. I got to say the best deal I got probably was on Black Friday. Mom, if you're listening, don't listen to this because I'm about to say your Christmas gift. But... I went to Sephora and got my mom's Christmas presents, and she really likes this brand called Wow, and it was 50% off. So I got all of her Christmas presents at Sephora for 50% off. It was great.
All right.
Oh, awesome.
I don't know if that's like a good deal or at all. I don't know anything about
50%?
It, but it sounds great.
Yeah, for the products I got her.
I thought you were going to talk.
50% of anything's pretty bad, you know?
Yeah. I heard makeup is expensive.
I got like $200 off a TV.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's
so
nice.
That was nice.
What size
yeah.
did you go with? Because you just moved.
55.
All right.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could have went bigger.
55
Your
inches.
No,
small.
My small is my apartment is so small it would have looked like a movie theater.
Everyone always wants to get like you. Size matters when it comes to TVs.
And it looks huge in my apartment.
Oh, that's awesome.
I bet it does.
We got 50% off of a
that's
chair.
That's always key.
Jackson has a video game chair that he broke because he uses it so frequently that we got 50% off of one. We ordered it and it actually came yesterday. I was like, oh my God, that was fast.
I was going to say, you guys got another chair. Last year you guys got recliners, so I was like,
Hannah
more
remembers.
Furniture?
Yep.
Alex, did you get anything?
You know, I got a couple $100 off of my new tires that I had to get
Tires?
I had to get new tires on.
It was a Black
That's
Friday
not
deal?
Fun.
Well, no, but they were doing a Black Friday deal, so that was what I had to buy.
I didn't know they would do that on automotive stuff.
Well, I think they, you know, they could probably give you a Black Friday deal anytime. It's just how much they're feeling like taking off for you that day.
AB has conspiracy theories that there's no real deals on Black Fridays.
There's no real deals on Amazon.
I will say,
because they've been doing their like quote unquote Black Friday this whole past week.
She's been screenshotting.
I have screenshots from weeks ago. My best friend's an interior designer, so she's been like, buy this. So I've been going back to the screenshots to be like, oh, what do I need to buy? And they're saying it used to be pricier than it is, but they're selling it for the exact same amount.
It does seem like the price is what it should normally be.
I went Black Friday shopping and like in the stores and didn't buy anything. We just walked around and had some fun with the kids and got like coffee and things like that. Did anyone, you... Online, AB? Online. Well, did anyone go into the store?
I went into the store.
Kevin?
Yeah,
but I was
at
the mall
groceries.
At 6:58 on Friday.
6:58?
Yeah, I wanted to
probably
be like
see
the
what
first
Cyber
person
Monday
there.
Has today. Yeah. I think that's, to me, that's more appealing.
I've done both, honestly.
Hannah really was bored. She was at the mall at 6:58, guys.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Leah, it's going to go down. You versus Hannah, a pop culture showdown. Would you consider yourself a pop culture queen?
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, I thought she was going to say, oh, absolutely.
I know, let's pretend she said that. Okay, Hannah, you leave the room for the person we're pretending is a pop culture queen. I'm going to ask Leah the same questions as Hannah. Hannah can't hear when she leaves the room. She's walking out. She's gone. Leah, who do you got in the background with you? The kids?
Yeah, my daughter Isla's in the background.
Isla, you can help. Isla, help mom. She's gonna need it.
Yeah.
All right. Who is playing Moana in the live action version of Moana?
Oh, dang. I have no clue.
All right, we're off to a good start.
Oh,
for
wait,
one.
Wait. We give her a hint or something. You know, she was a Disney star.
Leah, did that help?
Selena Gomez?
No, well, I mean, in the same era. It did not help. I'm sorry.
Zendaya is who...
Oh.
Wait, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Well, AB just learned some stuff, too. Yeah, Zendaya. It's like... Almost done filming.
That's crazy. It's not being talked about that much.
I haven't even heard about it.
The Rock's doing a lot of interviews now for it and kind of plugging it because he's the one producing it because Moana 2 just recently came out. Okay, a lot of people did a Friendsgiving. In Friends, which Friends character put a turkey on her head?
Monica.
There we go. All right, we're back in the game. Which Kelsey brother is getting their own late night talk show on ESPN?
Not Travis. What's his brother's name? Oh, I don't know his name.
Should we count it for just calling him not Travis? Because I feel like sometimes people call him that.
It's not Travis, though.
Hey, man, you're the not Travis brother. We'll go to AB in this. Does not Travis count?
I'm feeling nice.
All right,
let's
boom.
Count it.
Yeah.
We're in the holiday spirit up in here. Yeah. Jason. It's Jason.
Jason Kelsey.
But I think Jason might actually feel the same way. Like, people do call me that. Hey, it's not the not Travis brother. All right. What is the name of the trophy that you win when you win Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, I don't watch that.
Okay. No idea what the trophy is called?
I don't know. Star Trophy.
The Star Trophy. All right. And then what town does the Grinch live in?
He lives in Whoville?
Yes.
Just north of Whoville.
Yeah, that's true. Three out of five. Not bad. Let's see how Hannah does. We'll bring her back in and see how she does for Hannah's homeschool.
All right.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Leah just got done answering 5 pop culture questions, and her 17-month-old daughter was very helpful, Isla. Hannah, she got 3 out of 5.
That's a pretty good score.
Yes, not bad. Hannah left the room. She couldn't hear the questions. I'm going to ask Hannah the same questions I just got done asking Leah and Isla, and we'll see how Hannah does. A tie goes towards Hannah. All right, Isla doesn't think you got it. She's trash talking right. Right here in the background.
Yeah, she's cheering for me.
Yeah, she's cheering for mom. She said, let's go, mom. I like this.
I got a whole team against me.
All right, a lot of people did not know this first question, okay, including AB was shocked. Who is playing Moana in the live-action version of Moana?
See, no one knows.
Zendaya?
Oh, there
Hannah
you go.
Knows.
Oh,
Hannah yeah. knows. What do you mean no one knows?
Oh, yeah. Fans since Casey Undercover.
Hannah can flex. Yeah.
Yep. She's not you from Euphoria anymore. She is Moana.
All right. A lot of people did a Friendsgiving. In Friends, which Friends character put a turkey on her head?
Rachel.
No, Monica.
Oh.
All right. 1 for 2. Which Kelsey brother is getting their own late night talk show on ESPN?
Jason.
Also known as not Travis brother.
Oh, no.
That counts, I guess.
Yeah, that does. What is the name of the trophy that you win when you win Dancing?
Mirrorball.
Win Dancing with the Stars. She got it.
Yeah.
She's going to win this one. And then what town does the Grinch live in?
Whoville.
Yeah.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yes. Or as Kevin wanted to be very specific, he does live north of
Whoville.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's on the outskirts of Whoville.
He's on the outskirts.
Yeah, suburb.
He's in the county.
Yeah.
All right, 4 out of 5. Good enough for Hannah to get a win. Kicks off the post-Thanksgiving with a win. Congratulations, Hannah, Leah, Isla. Happy holidays to you guys. You guys crushed it.
Thanks.
You got to say this is Leah, and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Leah and Isla, and we got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
Hopefully you had Thursday and Friday off. It was a long weekend, and you were disconnected to all the trending stories. We'll cover them for you right now on the Brett Maga Show. I'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read a headline that is trending, and Hannah either tells me keep it moving or she needs more details. Is Cyber Monday now more popular than Black Friday, Hannah?
I always wonder that.
It is not. So according to the National Retail Federation, it disagrees. A lot of people say that Cyber Monday is more popular. We do more online shopping. But according to them, 183 million people plan to shop from Thanksgiving to today. 72% of that all happens on Black Friday, where only 39% actually shop on Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
I found that fascinating. The gifts from the 12 days of Christmas would cost you how much?
Ooh, how much in today's economy?
Kevin, I know, always is curious.
Every year, it goes up.
$49,000.
Wow.
That's if you just bought it once, all the different 12 days of Christmas. The most expensive things is the 10 Lords of Leaping, which is $15,000 for you to hire a professional.
These 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah, like the... The 10 Lords of Leaping, they say a ballet dancer, a professional ballet dancer, would run you about $15,000. If you were to buy it all over and over and over again like the song does, it costs you like $209,000.
I'm going to say it's not worth it.
The top gifts kids are getting for the holiday is?
Yeah, what's on their list?
Clothes. Clothes is the number one gift that parents said they will be buying their kids.
Basic.
Toys were second. Krispy Kreme introduced a Merry Grinchmas holiday donuts.
Keep it moving.
You don't care? All right. If there was no negative consequences, which bad habit would we do more of?
What?
Any guesses?
Drinking?
Drinking was number two. Smoking was three. Sleeping around was four.
Whoa!
Number one? Eating whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Overall of those things. Those little things sound kind of fun and interesting, but you know what? If I could just eat without any consequences.
Sleeping with random people was four.
I can't believe that finished behind smoking, though.
Right.
I
mean,
who wants to smoke
anymore? Yeah, I can't believe that still is on the top of the list. An Olive Garden breadstick came with a code printed on it.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, time is up, and it just feels like...
We don't need to be reminded that it's frozen.
Yeah, okay? That's exactly what that is.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day. 47% of us have done this in the kitchen this past week.
I'm going to say that 47% of us have broke something, like dropped a casserole, dish, you know.
Things are getting wild on the Thanksgiving dinner.
Lots of room for error this week in the kitchen.
All right.
I was going to say used a utensil we've never used before.
Ooh, okay.
Bring out the old spork.
Yep.
Sporks are the best. I'm going to say touched a button on the oven.
Ooh, okay. 47% of us just touched the button.
Just touched the button. Maybe, hey, you know, sweetheart, can you preheat the oven?
I'm going to say,
sweetheart,
they made something they've never made before.
Okay, no one got it correct. 47% of us, you guys all really focused on Thanksgiving. I was kind of throw you off your scent. It is something that you could be doing all year round. It's not necessarily Thanksgiving related. And I feel like the closest person is Kevin was saying it was an interesting utensil. That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, Mega Mind question of the day. I'll give you the answer. 47% of us have done this in the kitchen this past week.
We got a text from Bill saying, burn yourself.
Mm.
Heather says, drinking from a milk carton. She says her husband does this all the time, and he has to buy his own milk to do it, even because
I respect that.
How often it does it.
That's how this guy like doesn't use cups. He just like, it's just my carton, and I just drink out of it.
He's a guzzler. Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete said, baking cookies. Daniela says, using chopsticks. Teacher Suzanne says, making whoopee.
In the kitchen.
Wow.
In the kitchen.
Teacher Suzanne gets down.
Jeez.
I like Teacher Suzanne now.
The musician fam texted in and said using the fancy dishes and utensils.
Oh.
It's like the special ones.
Would you consider
really
what Heather's husband doing the fancy dishes and utensils?
Right. No kidding.
Because that's the correct answer. 47% of us have drank it out of the milk card straight from it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, 47% of people just grab that milk cart and chug it and let's keep it moving.
I feel like right now wouldn't be the time to do that since you have family and stuff coming over.
Yeah.
Milk and cookies.
Disgusting. Right.
Just chug that thing.
I guess.
Mega Minds.
This was a big weekend for my family because we put up the Christmas tree. And some people, I think, like putting up the Christmas tree is just like something they do casually or just throw it up. But it's always one of my favorite, biggest traditions for me and my family because it was probably one of my favorite days of the year as a kid. My mom and dad had this tradition where we would make a certain food. It was garnaches. And I sometimes have to Google it to see if it's a real thing, because essentially it's just nachos.
Yeah.
It is like bean dip with cheese on the top. But the reason we make this food on this day, and it was the only time of the year that we made this version of nachos, is because when my parents were dating growing up, they would go to these Blackhawks games. We grew up in the Chicagoland area, and they had Blackhawks season tickets back when they were like dirt cheap and the Blackhawks were terrible. And when they were dating, they would go to every single Blackhawks game. They sat in like the nosebleed seats.
How
yeah.
That? That's
they
cool.
would sit in the nosebleed seats, and they went to the same restaurant before every single game, and they ate garnaches. And so when they finally had a family, that's the food we made every single holiday season, the day we put up the Christmas tree. And I lost my wife, my mom 5 years ago. And my wife has said, I want to keep this tradition. It was always such an important day to you. And so we make her notches and we put up the Christmas tree every single year. And so we did it this weekend.
That's awesome. I love mm-hmm. that you guys kept this going.
I love that my wife kept it going too, because yep. it's something you could easily drop. Like, it's just like making nachos. And for some reason, it means so much to me when we make this food and we make cookies. And I just remember as a kid, I was the youngest. I have an older brother and my dad. They like do most of the putting up the tree, and my mom would be making the cookies, and I would just be like the kid running around the house and stealing cookies as they came out of the oven, as they weren't like cool yet and they were still like warm and like melted right. and falling all over, and just be running around, and my mom would throw on Reba.
I was like, gonna say, her Christmas isn't Reba album. Involved yep. in this?
She would listen to Reba, the Christmas album, every single year. And it's so funny because I told my wife, like before we had a family, when I lost my mom, before we had kids, I said, man, I'm like Buddy the Elf. I love Christmas. I love everything about the lights and the spirit and the family time. I'm like, I'm going to be like one of those weird Christmas guys that are way too far over the top. And then every single time I hear a Reba Christmas song, specifically Silent Night, because my mom would listen to Silent Night from Reba and start crying. I'm going to start crying. And last year when we had my daughter, I just started bawling my eyes out when I heard Silent Night, because my mom always wanted a little girl. And this year, Reba, Silent Night comes on. I get all teary-eyed and things like that. I thought I was gonna like be over it, but I like those, like nothing makes me cry other than my mom and like those sentimental moments that right. I just mm-hmm. feel like I miss. And then feeling like a kid again of the feeling and joy that you put up with the Christmas tree, but it also is this feeling of like a reminder that I miss her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what was interesting is, so then we talk so much about my mom on this day.
With your kids?
Yeah, with my kids, so they can like feel her presence yeah, and know who grandma right. is. And so we talk all about her. But my son dropped like this huge bomb on me when I'm putting him to bed, because I put him to bed at the end of the Christmas tree day, and then we're all excited. And we said, man, this was an awesome day. And he's so excited. And my son asked me, he goes, Dad, are you going to die?
Whoa,
like such a big
That's
bomb.
That's a really big question. Wow.
Yeah, so I had to like explain to him like that everyone eventually dies, but I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, buddy. Right. But he's like, yeah, your mom died and she's not here. Are you going to leave me? And I was like, whoa, I'm not ready for these stages yet, but it's just so an interesting question to be asked. And feeling my mom's presence and her missing was like a real fear that like one day like he will be missing us. It was just this weird full circle moment for me. It was
lots
like crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Really emotional excitement and joy of putting up the Christmas tree, but also this reality of like just missing your loved ones during this time of the year, right?
Totally.
The holidays really like bring it full force when it comes to missing your loved ones. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But it seems like you guys are doing this in like an all loving, positive way. I'm looking at the pictures right now of your family putting together the tree, and you can just see the joy and you can feel the love and you can smell the garnaches. And I'm really glad that you guys do this together.
It's funny because there's this picture, and I'll post the video too, of my daughter putting up like a ornament, And she's so focused and so driven and like so, and I'm like,
which is you, Brett Mega.
It's, yep. No, it's more so my wife. My wife is like type A, like we got to do everything perfect. And I'm like looking at it, I'm like, this is a mini you, Katie. Like,
yeah, that's
look,
scary.
Yeah, look what you created. Like now I got two people holding me accountable in our house. They're making sure this tree looks very, very perfect. Mm-hmm. I was like, ah, dang. You can see those pictures. They're up on our Instagram, Brett Mega Show on Instagram. But it feels like the holidays. In my house.
Mmm, it's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
I can't believe this, but in just 1 week, Taylor Swift will be closing the chapter on her Eras tour. That's crazy that to even crazy. Think about. But she's still staying busy, of course, because it's Taylor Swift. And this past weekend, she wrote a book and dropped it. And it's all about the Eras tour and how it came to be and her feelings about it and her favorite moments.
It was on Black Friday and you had to do like the Target only in-store thing.
Right.
It's kind of cool, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ultimate Swiftie, yeah. Of course. And she shared that she came up with this idea of the Eras tour during the making of her Midnights album and that basically she fell back in love with her past work and it made her want to honor what her fans had done for her and the Taylor versions of the albums. Hmm. And obviously, it took a lot of work for her to put this all together. She said, my goal was for every fan to leave that show knowing that I gave them absolutely everything I had. She said, I made a promise to myself to be physically and mentally tougher than I ever had been before, to be more disciplined and committed to my health, fitness, and stamina. And absolutely, she had to because I found out these stats about the Eras tour that is just crazy. It came out to be about a 3-hour and 15-minute show every Eras tour, and she revisited all 11 albums, over 45 different songs, and a concert that spanned over 152 shows in 54 cities worldwide.
Biggest tour of all time.
Literally. It's crazy. It is absolute crazy. And this was my favorite part of the book, is she shared that her favorite part of the Eras tour in its entirety was every single show during her song 22. She would go to the edge of the stage and give her hat to like a little fan. She said that it cured like any heartbreak that she ever had. It warmed her heart and it was the absolute best part of the show. I love that.
Do you know how healthy of a response that is from Taylor Swift? Do you ever like look back at anything else in your life and all you see is the mistakes and like critique yourself? Like even like us listening back to audio for the show, you're like, oh, I hear all these mistakes I made. That's usually what people do. She looked back at her work and was like, I'm pretty damn good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
A big part of what I got from this is that so much of it wasn't about Taylor. It was all about the fans. Like,
yeah, she's great.
She wanted
that.
To make sure to honor her fans and thank them for her music and give her hat away. Like, it was mostly about the fans. So I think that just speaks so many volumes about Taylor and her Eras tour. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Let's do a little Cyber Monday. Price is Right. Mm. We're going to do it inflation style because, well, times are tough.
No kidding.
All right, it's the Brett Mega Show. For Cyber Monday, a lot of Black Friday shopping happened as well. I'm going to have a couple of different games for you guys to play. We'll see how well you guys do in our Price is Right. Bob Barker, skinny microphone and all, right?
Closest without going over, right?
So, no, there's different games. So, this is the first game. It's called What Am I? I'm going to describe or give you a price of an item back when it originated and the price that it's at now, and you try to guess what that item is, all right?
Mm.
So, what am I? Back when this item first came out in 2010, it was $64. With inflation now in 2024, the price is $120. What am I? Give you guys a second to think about what it is. In 2010, when this item came out, it was $64. In 2024, now this item is $120.
Oh, boy.
All right. All right, everyone submitting their guesses. Yeah. Hannah's going first. Show me what you got, Hannah.
I said Nintendo Switch.
A Nintendo Switch. Good guess. Kevin.
I said an iPhone.
An iPhone? Mm. Kevin, do you have any clue how much an iPhone is?
What? Times that. Like, literally add $1,000 to that.
All right.
Kevin said $120 for an iPhone. Everyone's like, I wish.
I was looking at the plan.
That's not even a down payment.
AB.
Okay, mine doesn't make sense because it was definitely invented before 2010, but like the price could make sense.
A bike?
Yeah.
Bike?
Okay. Like, that would make sense.
What?
It's been a while since you bought a bike as well.
That's
funny. I went with the Amazon Echo Dot.
Okay, Alex is the closest. It's an air fryer. 6-in-1 Ninja air fryer.
Was my other guess?
Runs at $129. Back in the day, it used to be $64.
2010?
Yeah, back in the day. All right, what am I? In 1994, it was $299. With inflation, just $375. Okay. Back when this was invented in 1994, they used to be about $300. Now it only runs $375 in 2024. What am I?
I got it. All I'm right, going to say a flat screen TV.
Flat screen TV.
Oh, yeah. I said the same thing.
It's the TV.
Oh,
TV.
I said a Wii.
A Wii.
Mm.
Alex?
Man, oh, man. I'm going to go with a, well, they probably didn't have them back then. I was going to say a Ring camera or
AB
like some sort of camera.
Closest. It's a PS5, but
oh,
I would give AB the point for a Wii.
Yeah.
Gaming systems haven't changed much. Always were around $300. PS5, $375. All right. You guys wanted flat screen TVs? You got them. Guess the price, okay? A 55-inch flat screen TV, which AB just bought.
Literally just put in her cart.
What was the price in 2005? And what do you think the price is now? I need both of them.
Shoot, I got mine for sale.
All right.
Okay.
What do you think the average price is now? And what do you think the average price in 2005 when flat screen TVs were on the come up?
Okay.
All right, Hannah?
2005, I'm going to say they were $500. And now I'm going to say they're $350.
Okay.
Okay, I'm about that roughly the same. 2005, I said they were $600. 2024, today, $375.
Ooh, okay.
Well, Kev, I think we're all in the same ballpark. I went with 2005, $670. Now I'm saying $369.
I want you guys to know that you are nowhere close to the starting
what?
Right in 2005, just so you know. AB?
Really?
Okay, for 2005, I said $400, and now I said $900.
No, it's the reversal. In 2005, there were $1,500. They were so rare.
For a 55-inch.
For a 55-inch, they were so expensive. They were so rare. In 2004, average price, $450.
Oh, man.
Average retail price.
Wow.
Damn.
All right, Barbie. In 1980, give me the price. And what do you think the average price of Barbie is now?
Is this just the Barbie Barbie?
Just the Barbie Barbie.
In 1980, you said?
Yeah, standard Barbie in 1980 when Barbie made her debut. What would Barbie cost? And what do you think Barbie costs now?
Okay, I think back in the olden days, Barbie was $10.
Okay.
And now if you go get a Barbie, I'm going to say she's $25.
Okay.
I think Barbie has not changed. I think she was $10 in 1980, and I think she's $10 today.
Okay.
I think back in 1980, she was like $60. And I think today you can get a Barbie for probably $85.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, that seems
what
insane.
What kind of Barbies are you playing
with? I've never
with?
Bought one. I'm going for it here.
Okay.
Never bought a Barbie. I think,
he's not far off in one of them.
I think back in the day it was $9 and now it's $22.
Back in 1980, Barbie used to run you $3.
Okay.
Average price in 2024 is $45, guys.
Damn,
it hurts to be a parent, huh?
I feel like that's not that much
Why?
For a Barbie, right?
Wow.
All right.
I'm getting the Malibu ones, man.
Yeah.
and then the last one, Disney World in 2000. What do you think the price is?
To get in?
Just for one?
Just one person to get in. And then what is the price of Disney World now?
Okay, I'm going to say back in the day it was $20 for admission, and I'm going to say now it's about $150 per admission.
$50 back in 2000, $200 today.
Kevin knows it. Kevin knows the answer. That is the answer.
Really?
That is $50, and it's $190 minimum.
$190 minimum to
minimum,
get in
and
now?
Then taxes included.
Oh, I believe that, yeah.
Kevin nailed it.
Kevin,
on
that's
one.
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy that Disney World used to be $50 and now is nearly $200?
And if you were a Florida resident like my mom, you saved like half the price. It was awesome when she bought tickets.
That's why people are moving to Florida,
expensive.
I guess.
So crazy. We need your Christmas list. If you or someone you know in your life feels like they're going to have a hard time this Christmas season, we just got done playing like holidays, cyber shopping, Price is Right with inflation, and we're mind blown of how expensive things have gotten.
Seriously.
In 2024. Mm-hmm. And how many people are really struggling this holiday season and having to make a decision between putting food on the table for their family or presents underneath the tree for their family. And that is a heartbreaking, heartbreaking decision that anyone would have to make. So if you know somebody and you're like, you know what, this family I know is going to have a hard time this Christmas Or if you just personally, like, you know what, it's me. I'm just going to admit it. Sometimes asking for help is one of the hardest things to do.
Absolutely.
Give us a call at 314-531-9898. We've asked our friends over at Vantage Credit Union for some help, and we're going to be able to go shopping at West County Center. We'll go shopping today for you. We're just going to literally, we'll take your phone call, you tell us what you need, what's your Christmas list, and we're going to go be Santa.
Yeah, and I think it's really important to remember, like, we are all a family here on the Brett Megas Show. We understand. I definitely know when I was younger, my mom was in this, in your shoes exactly, of feeling, you know, puzzled of what's more important here. And you don't ever want, you know, your kids to feel left out, yourself to feel left out when it comes to Christmas. So let us help you. This fills our hearts. We want to hear your stories, and we definitely want to give a helping hand. So definitely feel comfortable and confident knowing that you can call in.
Yeah, no judgment here. We've all been there. There's a story that actually stands out to me is when my dad owned his own business, he would just do whatever he could to make ends meet for our family. And then he gave a bonus to this guy who worked for him, gave him like $100. And this worker, his name was Juan, goes, now I can afford to give my family, each kid, one Christmas gift this year because of this $100 Christmas bonus you gave me. So many people are out there. And they just want to feel the magic of Christmas, because I really do believe in the magic of Christmas. And I have a tendency to over-romanticize toys and what play can do, because my wife's a play therapist. But I really do believe a kid's going to open up like the silly game of Operation, and that's going to be like, you know what, I want to be a doctor. And that's the kid who's going to then all of a sudden cure cancer. Or, Kevin, how many times did you open up a present and toy and you still talk about those toys
exactly.
the rest of your life?
It can totally change a child's direction, change your life. I can't imagine what it must be like for some people to have Christmas and there's nothing under the tree. There's not even a tree.
Like, Santa missed our house.
Yeah,
that breaks my heart,
exactly.
man.
Exactly.
So if you know somebody who's going through a hard time, or if that's you, like Hannah said, no judgment. We just want to hear your story. We're going to choose one person at random to be honored with our Christmas shopping experience thanks to Vantage Credit Union. 314-531-9898. We're going to try to make some Christmas wishes and Christmas magic come true here on the Brett Megas Show. We know that times are tough for people. 2024 has been a hard year for a lot of people. And thanks to Vantage Credit Union, they've stepped up and they're going to let us go on a Christmas shopping experience and shopping spree for you. We're going to knock out your Christmas list for you. So if you or someone you know is having a hard time this holiday season, let us grant that Christmas wish for you. 314-531-9898. Leah, what's going on?
Yes. I am a foster mama, a single foster mama. I have a 17-month-old, and then I have a 17-year-old.
Oh, my God.
And just a lot of things going on. I was attacked, and my phone was stolen, so I'm paying for a lawyer right now, so that's basically taking a lot of the money that I have, that I'm bringing in.
Okay, so first off, thank you for being a foster mom. It is a huge blessing.
Special part of our show.
Why did you decide to be a foster mom?
Well, originally just because I was having fertility issues, but then a family member's friend had a baby and they just couldn't take care of the baby. And I got a call randomly and I went through all the training and now that's what I do.
Oh,
I know that's something AB wants to do. She wants to be a foster mom.
I'm very excited to be able to do that when I'm older.
Definitely worth it. Mm-hmm. It's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
You and you have two kids on the opposite sides of the spectrum, 17 and 17 months. You're in the middle of it. And then what? You were attacked?
Oh, yeah. So my phone was stolen. It was over. It was just like a robbery, I guess. But it wasn't like no weapons. So thank goodness. But
that's so traumatic.
Yeah,
I was robbed. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was lucky. It was caught on Ring camera. So now I'm going through like court with it all. And so I had to pay for a lawyer. And
that's something you don't plan for.
No.
No. So it's just coming out of my, they were nice enough to let me do a payment plan. So I pay them $500 out of every paycheck, which is a big chunk of my paycheck.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Leah, it seems like you're going through a lot this holiday season. Let us take the burden off.
We're smiling.
You give us the kids' Christmas list and we're going to go shopping for it. How about that? Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. You guys are going to make me cry.
What do they want this Christmas? What have they been asking for?
I know 17
month old's probably got a long list.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Hers is like she's obsessed with Bluey, so I would say probably the Bluey car that we keep seeing at Sam's.
Okay.
And then my son's is a basketball hoop. His fell over in a windstorm, and so the backboard shattered. So I know he wants a new basketball hoop.
Okay. We're going to go shopping. We're going to see as much of the stuff as we can get because there's going to be a West County Center. We're going to try to look for some Bluey stuff, some basketball stuff for him. And then we're going to have you come up. Don't tell the kids. Come up to the studio and they will have their Christmas with us.
Yeah.
We'll have some cookies.
Oh, my God.
We'll have them open up some presents.
Celebrate.
And we'll celebrate this Christmas and take some of that stress off you. Okay, Mom?
Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to cry. I'm at work.
Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thank you for being a foster mom. We appreciate it. Thank you for stepping up for your family, it sounds like, when they made that call to you. And we're going to try to step up for you as part of your family, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thanks to Vantage Credit Union, we're going to go shopping today. We're going to get the Christmas list and make that Christmas wish come true on Y98 St. Louis.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
By the way, you're 10 minutes away from playing Pick Your Present. You're like just right there. Chance for you to win some cool prizes. But let's see what else is trending. What's going viral right now? We'll put 2 minutes on the clock, and then I'll read off a headline, and Hannah will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. Woman goes viral for prepping Thanksgiving turkey in a toilet.
Yeah, I'm very confused on this.
So influencer is going viral. She posted on Instagram that she has no idea how to prepare Thanksgiving dinner, clearly, and she put the turkey in the toilet.
To, like, defrost it?
No, because it was, like, hard for her to hold the turkey and stuff it with things. Like, and so she stuffed it with some veggies and rubbed it with butter, put stuffing around it, and then she wrote in the caption, "Quit judging me. All germs are killed at 140 degrees, and I cooked this at 300, so it's okay."
I mean, low-key, I feel like the toilet bowl would be the perfect holder. It's a circle.
And so people are saying, "This is why I don't eat anyone else's house. Are you okay? Please don't tell me you fed this to anyone. Most vile, unhinged thing I've ever seen," are some of the comments.
I mean, honestly, I'm not totally against it.
Oh, my God. McDonald's is launching a new McValue platform in 2025.
Value in 2025? Yes.
All right, so they have the $5 meal deal thing going on. They're going to continue that. But now what they're going to do is where you buy an item and you add one for a dollar. So some of the things on, like, the breakfast item where you get, like, a breakfast sandwich, like a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, and you can just add one, an extra one, for only a buck.
I'm here for it.
They're doing it for 6-piece chicken McNuggets, double cheeseburgers, McChicken, and small fries. So you buy a full-size McChicken, and then you can add one for a buck.
That's awesome.
Yep. TV characters who would be the worst people to have as holiday guests.
Ew.
Okay, so these are some of the ones that you do not want to come over. Frank Gallagher from Shameless.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
Beth Dunton from Yellowstone.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Because she's cunning and abrasive, would ruin your family.
She'd bring the tea for sure.
Sheldon Cooper finished at 3.
Sheldon?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, he's kind of really passive aggressive and kind of annoying. Homelander from The Boys.
Yes.
And number one, Hannibal Lecter.
Let's not.
Eat more than just the food.
Yeah, you might eat more than just the food.
Ew. Is that turkey or?
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mmm, it's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
All right, we all know that I'm no football fan. I don't really know anything about football. So when I hear and know of a player, I think it's a really big deal. And one name that I do know is Josh Allen from the Buffalo Bills. And
look at you.
I know.
Yeah. Well done.
And this weekend, we found out that he and Haley Steinfeld are going to be tying the knot. They announced this on Instagram with, like, the cutest little setup. Think of, like, an entire canopy arch thing of pink roses. And then candles lit all over the ground.
It looked like it was from the movies.
Yeah, like over this view. He did a very, very good job. Men, if you're wondering what to do for an engagement, hit up Josh Allen. He knows what he's doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
The caption didn't give us, like, much information, but that's nothing new for this couple.
Yeah, they're kind of quiet.
Yes, very much so.
But that makes me like them more. Yep. Like, the couples that are always, like, pushing everything on social media kind of make me be like, okay, why are you doing that? But this couple has been, like, secret from the get-go. They've only been together since May of 2023, but clearly something's working right. And
Josh Allen and Haley Steinfeld are going to be tying the knot. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
You had a hell of a game yesterday, though, right? Like four touchdowns? Do you want to bring that up?
Clinching a playoff berth.
Yeah, clicked play.
They had that trick play.
He won his engagement, but congrats, buddy. You're winning big in my book.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you get the Mega Mind question of the day correct. All right, a lot of people did their Black Friday shopping today, Cyber Monday. 22% of people surveyed said this is their number one item on their holiday wish list.
All right, I'm going to rip my answer from AB's list, a TV.
Ooh.
She just bought this, so I think a lot of people want it. It's on sale.
All right. TV.
Gosh, that was my guess. So if it's not a TV, then I think it's an appliance of some kind. I don't know why. Refrigerator.
All right.
Random.
Yep. It's wrong.
I think it's like a security system / camera.
Security system.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm going to say a new phone.
New phone. Somebody got it correct.
Ooh.
Hannah, your guess one more time.
I said a TV.
TV. Kevin?
Fridge.
Fridge.
Security system / camera.
Or a phone.
Who do you think got it correct? Hannah, Kevin, Alex, or AB?
AB.
314-531-9898. Text in a name that you think got it correct, and at 848 will reveal what 22% of people said this is their number one item on their wish list.
Mega Minds.
All right. I said someone on the Brett Mega Show got the Mega Mind question of the day correct. 22% of people surveyed said this is their number one item on their holiday wish list that they're shopping for on Cyber Monday. Hannah, your guess?
I said a TV.
Kevin, your number one thing.
I said a fridge.
Yeah, you really want a fridge bag this year?
Apparently that's not it.
Yeah, it's not Kevin.
I said camera / security system.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And I said a new phone.
New phone is the number one thing on people's wish list.
Brett needs a new phone.
Brett does need a new phone.
I know. And Kevin thinks they cost $100, if you heard earlier in the show.
Exactly.
That was crazy.
Kevin's still using an iPhone 5. He's got Kevin's got the Zach Morris phone, actually.
Right, exactly. It's got an antenna and a rotary dial.
Still using T9 to text and stuff like that.
Mega Minds.
Oh, did Hannah Uptown funk it up or what? Everyone in Hannah's life said, don't do it. This is not a good decision. What are you thinking? Hannah went on a party bus for Blackout Wednesday with her ex-boyfriend and his new girlfriend. Now, Hannah had opened up recently that she had broken up with her boyfriend, Matt.
He broke up with me.
Or he broke up with her. Sorry. I guess we're technicalities. We're going to get right. He broke up with her. This is not him. This wasn't the most recent ex who just shattered her heart into a million pieces. This is your ex of 4 years, though. You guys were together for 4 years, and he has a girlfriend and has moved on.
Yeah, this was my longest standing relationship. It was way back when, before my recent breakup. And him and I have always been pretty civil, but I've never met his new girlfriend. Him and I are in the same friend group. We went to high school together. We were together in college, yada, yada. And so this was the first time I knew I was going to be meeting her. And I just had so much anxiety going into this because I didn't know how it'd be. I didn't know if her and I would talk, if him and I would talk, what it would be like, what it would look like.
You guys are civil, but you guys don't like talk.
No.
So this isn't like, you guys have seen each other like a few times since that breakup, right?
Yeah, but no like big conversations or anything like that. But I just, you never know how it's going to be when your ex brings around a new person. Mm-hmm. You don't know if they have questions for you or what it will look like.
And Blackout Wednesday is like one of the biggest party days of the year.
Yeah.
People like to go hard on it. You got a party bus. So you literally, everyone's like, don't go. Why are you putting yourself
through that? My family was like, Hannah, I think this might be the worst idea. AB said it was a bad idea.
I mean, you're literally stuck on that bus.
Right.
It's not like you're going to a party. You can go to another room. You are trapped.
On Wednesday, after the show, Hannah was like stressed out. Like, oh my God, this is happening, guys. I decided to go. I already paid for it. AB, I think, jokingly, but there was a part of her that was kind of serious, said, I'm going to take a sabbatical today. Because we thought AB, as one of your best friends, was going to get like 6 phone calls from the bathroom, just crying that you put yourself in this situation, that you were hanging out. And you were in a weird place with your old friends, I feel like, because you felt like everyone was just in different places in their lives. So everyone's like, don't go.
I mean, it was a terrible concoction to even go into. I knew that.
Yes. How'd it go?
Honestly, It was fine. Like, I had...
She's ugly, isn't she?
No.
No, she's probably super pretty.
No,
I was just joking.
No, it was great.
Hannah's not intimidated by her. Right.
No, I'm not intimidated, but she was great. We didn't have any interactions, but that is a good thing.
You guys didn't talk? You didn't talk? Like, you didn't, like, have any conversations?
And you know me...
Even with all the drinking?
Even with the bus? They're just,
even with the drinking, she was on the back of the bus. I was on the front of the bus. Oh. No awkward,
you let her know who's at the front of the bus.
Right. No even, like, glares were exchanged. And you guys know, like, if I fear there's a problem or anything, mm-hmm. I have to address it right there.
Yeah, you would have walked by, like, right. Did you just look at me
and
weird?
And alcohol exactly. always gives me a, you know, little yeah. liquid courage.
Right.
But still, nothing bad. Like, I wish them the best. Nothing bad happened. But I did have people blowing up my phone being like, is everything okay? Has the eagle landed? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I had three different people set to pick me up in case this went awry.
Oh, wow.
And everyone expected it to be there. Everyone actually was like,
the backup.
Yeah. You know, like when you, like, the Uber just waits by the airport? All those people were just sitting outside right. of the party bus bar.
The psych ward had a bed open for me that night, and I did not go. So it was great.
Really? Yeah. So mainly because you didn't talk. Did you talk to him?
No. I had no need to.
Is that more awkward?
No, I feel like that would be more awkward.
No,
you guys didn't
it
exchange any words.
No, there's nothing to be said.
I mean, you just kind of avoid the obvious, right?
Right.
Like, the other option, I
like,
guess,
I
would
just
have just
wanted,
been to go straight.
I wanted to have a good night. I wanted them to have a good night. Like, there's nothing that could have been said that would have made it.
There wasn't even, like, a hello.
Like, no, hey. Like, I didn't.
I will
care
say,
to say
it was
hello.
The biggest bus I've ever seen. Because Hannah sent a picture to
oh,
Brett
yeah, it
and I.
Was,
it
yeah.
was an enormous bus.
Yeah,
was,
I mean, there
really
was 30 people on that bus. So I had a lot of people to talk to. I was good. I was set.
So wait, it was a very dramatic situation that it just led up to nothing. This sounded
yes.
very Hannah-like. Very okay.
Of course.
9:20 today. Pick your presents back and you're going to have a chance to play. I'm Y98 St. Louis.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.